We just like to point out that all of us in the studio wear shoes, and that stereotype is not necessarily true in this case.
Unless it's roadkill. He doesn't. Speaking of which, I better let me call his cell phone, because here's the deal. I sent him out to CMA, got him a little tux and everything. But because it was so late in the day, we just came up with the idea at the end of the show yesterday. Those are the hardest tickets in town to get.
Yeah, they have like guards to keep.
Yes, they do.
Unscrupulous.
And you know. Well, I basically I sent him out right after the show and I said, just hide. I did. I sent him over to the Grand Ole Opry and I said, just hide somewhere. And then when the show starts, just mill around like you're supposed to be there.
Yeah, the roadkill outfit might have given him away.
Well, I said, don't put your cap on until you're in for sure. How do I do this? I dial 9. This is the cell phone. Tom just notices after an hour and a half of my concern, where the puke is this guy? We find the cell phone is missing from the holder. And we normally would not notice it because it's all by itself. You have to look for the cell phone. And Tom, you know, stroke of luck, looked up and saw that it was missing. And so my opinion is maybe he's asleep somewhere. But he's got the old roadkill phone. And I'm hoping that he's here. Otherwise, then I'll be very concerned.
Yeah, then we need to go look for him.
Hello?
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Who's this?
Banana.
Well, it sounds like roadkill.
I said, no, no, you said who's there. I said, banana.
Hey. Roadkill. Is this Corey? Is this you?
Yeah, of course it's me.
Where the heck are you?
I'm at the CMA Awards.
Oh, roadkill, the CMA Awards ended like hours ago. It's morning. Hey, listen to me. You're late. You're late for the show. Why are you sound goofy? What's going on?
I'm at the CMA Awards.
No. Listen to this nutcase. What the heck is going on? I don't get this, roadkill. You sound very, very loopy to me. You sound very goofy. Now, why did you not come into the show this morning?
I don't know. The door's not open.
Well, that's a good reason.
Typically, one unlocks or opens the door, walks through it, and... I mean, where exactly are you? Let me set the record straight for everybody listening. I sent Roadkill out to the CMA Awards yesterday, and I said, hide out until the show begins. And then sneak out, and then he's... What the heck is he doing? So, where exactly are you?
I'm in the closet. I'm not coming out. Damn you, Alan. Oh, I missed that show.
You're in the closet. I got that much of that. I got some reference to Ellen. You sound very wacky to me, Roadkill. So what are you doing? I mean, literally, are you in a closet? Where are you right now? I mean, honestly, stop. Where are you right this second?
Hold on. Okay. I got my Indiglo watch, and I can use it as a flashlight. Okay.
Wait, it's dark where you are? You can't see?
Yeah.
I don't.
Hold on, I gotta put these paint cans back up. They fell down.
Paint. Wait a minute. All right, so I'm. He sounds higher than a kite, does he not, Dick?
He does. Loopier than
what
normal.
What the heck is it? I mean, normally he's a nutcase, but he's nutty. Wait.
Sherman Williams.
So you're in a closet. Let me just follow your train of... I'm trying to get this, folks. I apologize. You're in a closet, yes or no?
I'm in the closet. I'm.
The lights are on or off?
Me and this little Dutch boy are in the closet.
The lights are off. The lights are on or off?
They're off.
So...
They're off. Except for the Indiglo. I got my Indiglo. The green Indiglo's on.
But wait a minute. You can't. The lights have been off the whole time? Have you had any? Have you had lights on at all? Yes or no, Roadkill?
No.
The door. Try to open the door, Roadkill.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Let me move this. No.
It's locked. Are you?
Am I supposed to go clockwise or counterclockwise? I can never. All right. You got the jar, and it's clockwise to open. No, it's counter. Righty. I can never remember that.
Righty tighty, lefty loosey.
Righty.
Roadkill. Roadkill. It's a doorknob. Roadkill, either way, you should be able to open the door. So what I'm getting is you went to the Grand Ole Opry and you got locked in a closet. Is that what you're telling me? Just be honest.
Well, you wanted me to sort of like hide out someplace.
Yes.
Woo!
Can I ask, have you, I want to be honest with you, Roadkill, even though you sound wacky. Are you on drugs?
No!
I mean, honestly. I mean, you sound higher than a kite. Oh, wait a minute. Did he say he's got paint cans in the room?
I think he said something about a Dutch boy.
That's all I remember.
This guy is high on fumes. This guy is stuck in a storage closet and he's higher than a kite on fumes. Oh, my gosh. We've got to get somebody out. So you're in the Grand Ole Opry now.
If I paint myself with paint thinner, will that make me thinner? Because I found some right here. I've been using that as my head's thinner. I no longer have a fat head.
My gosh. Now, wait a minute. So are you telling me, I sent you on assignment to the Country Music Association Awards last night. You're telling me that you have been in the closet all night long? You got nothing from last night's concert?
Well, no. See, this is what happened, okay?
What? Yeah, I'm listening.
I showed up, and the celebrities were already there. And I need to find some place. Well, I bumped into Terry Clark.
Yes.
You know, that very large country singer.
Yes.
And I complimented her on her Old Spice, and I don't think she liked that comment.
I guess not. And?
And they helped me find some place to hide.
So maybe they locked you in. So what you're suggesting is Terry Clark locked you in a closet, which would be only fair. And nobody. All right. Listen, so did you not get any? I mean, you got no zero footage then. You have no tape. You have no conversations.
I have tape. I do have tape. Well, I got cassette tape.
All right. Okay. I'll be back to you in a second, Roger. I'll be back to you in a. I got to put him on hold. What the heck do we do about this, Tom? I have no clue what I do about this.
I don't think we want to admit that he's there.
Well,
disavow any
knowledge of
his
existence.
That's not a possibility because I've just made a major mistake because I called him on the airs.
What you've just heard
didn't happen.
Program.
Yeah, right. It didn't happen. Yeah, weren't we talking about? We were talking about that legislation to repeal House Bill number 403, wasn't it? Wasn't that the one you were talking
about,
Dick? I'm amazed that our legislators would try to put something like that through on the American populace. This is absolutely ludicrous to me. See how we can switch gears
Yeah, we
like
can
that?
Switch gears. Nobody will ever know.
Well, first of all, Tom, in a non-joking way, let's see if we can get a hold of security for Opryland. See, I sent him out there, and I thought we could sneak him in, and if he got caught, since we're all owned by the same company, they'd just kick his butt out. They wouldn't arrest him or anything. But apparently he's
hopefully there's like a keyhole that he can breathe through, otherwise.
No, he did say he had that air vent under the door. Didn't he say something about that? I thought I heard him say he was breathing under the door or something.
Oh, poor child.
All right, well.
I hope he'll be all right.
Yeah, we get security out there as soon as we can to get the poor guy out of the closet. Man, he sounded loopy, didn't
he? Loopy, boy, I tell you.
I mean, loopy. And I'm amazed. Why didn't he call us? Why did we have to call him an hour and a half later?
He's got the phone.
What's that all about, Tom?
Well, I don't know.
All right.
How long's he been? How overcome by fumes has he actually been?
He is pretty wasted. I've not heard somebody that wasted in a long time. My question is, Let's go back to him. I've got to do traffic and weather. Let's go back to him and see if indeed he even had the tape running last night. Maybe he was able to get something. Now, that would be funny if he tried to do his report from the closet. Hold on. Let's do some traffic and some weather together. We do that four times an hour. And Carla Mornings right here on Super Talk FM 99.7 WTN. All right. So Roadkill was dispatched to the Country Music Association Awards, snuck in, was locked in a closet. We have found him. And he's just a little loopy because not only is he locked in the closet, but he was locked in the closet with paint thinner and painting supplies. Roadkill!
Roadkill! Hi.
Now look, listen, Roadkill. Roadkill, we have security on their way. Security.
You're
sick of me? No, we're going to get you out. Yes, but for the sake of this radio show, not that I'm trying to use you or anything.
Uh-huh.
Did you run tape last night at all while you were stuck in there during the awards? Did you get?
Of course I did.
Play some. I want to hear what you got from.
Okay.
He was locked in the closet all night, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, it's a guy singing, and he's busted. The guy who's singing is busted.
He's busted. What do you mean busted?
This is when they were. And that's when I passed out the first time.
Oh, you remember? I mean, you've been chronologically dating everything that's happened.
Wait a second. And then George Jones. George Jones was here last night. His performance was. It sounds pretty good.
Wait, so you taped all of this through the door? Why didn't somebody let you out?
Oh. Oh, well, I guess I did some speaking last night.
Pretty good. I mean, he got sound anyway. You got to give him credit. The guy's locked in a closet. He's higher than a kite on paint thinner. And at least he got me tape. I can't complain about that. So is that all the tape you got for me?
I don't remember anything else. I might have more.
All right. Well, man, I'm feeling sorry for you. Do you think you can come into work, or do you think you need to take the rest of the morning off? It sounds to me like, you know.
I can't make it all the way to that side of town, Daryl. It's too far for me to go.
Wait, that side of town, we're like a few.
Yeah.
No, we're buildings apart. We're all on the same.
Wait, there's someone. No, get away from the door.
No, that's security. Don't worry.
There's no one in here but us chickens.
Hey, Roadkill. Listen, that's security. They're there to let you out. They're there to let you out. Go with them. Go with them.
Hold on. I'm coming. Oh, hello. Wow. Okay, hold on.
Security has arrived.
Goth, wake up. Wake up. Security's here. They got the door open.
Wait, who?
Garth.
No.
Apparently he said something. I don't remember.
This is Ed Carlo Mornings.
Get up.
Set this bar. Tell a friend. WTN. This is Nashville's Super Talk FM 99.7 WTN.